This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India and the Maldives held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Mali yesterday. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moeizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other senior officials from both nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Moeizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on various Indian-funded line of credit. Both countries signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements yesterday. In a joint statement with President Moeizu, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का परिचायक है रक्षा मंत्रालय की बिल्डिंग जिसका आज उद्घाटन किया जा रहा है यह ट्रस्ट की कंक्रीट इमारत है हमारी मजबूत साझेदारी का प्रतीक है साझेदारी अब वेदर साइंस में भी होगी मौसम चाहे जैसा हो आवर फ्रेंडशिप विल ऑलवेज रिमेन ब्राइट एंड क्लियर मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग दे हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है
The government has directed blocking of 25 OTT websites and apps showing obscene, vulgar and in some cases pornographic content. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting noted that some content on these platforms include sexual innuendos and in some cases long portions of sexually explicit scenes. It also added that such content depicted obscenity and vulgarity in several inappropriate contexts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The Home Minister laid a wreath and paid homage to the martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Mr. Shah will address the conference today. Clashes reportedly continued at several areas along the Thailand-Cambodia border areas, with Cambodian forces conducting sustained bombardment utilizing heavy weapons, field artillery and BM-21 rocket systems. Thai forces responded with appropriate supporting fire in accordance with the tactical situation and issued advisories to local civilians to avoid entering areas of clashes. According to the deputy spokesperson of the Thai Ministry of Public Health, 14 Thai people were killed and 46 others injured in military clashes near the Thailand-Cambodia border on Thursday night. The Indian Embassy in Thailand issued a travel advisory yesterday, urging Indian tourists to remain vigilant. The Indian medical team currently visiting Bangladesh continued its mission to provide medical support to Bangladeshi authorities in treating critically injured patients following the Dhaka plane crash on the 21st of this month. In a social media post, the Indian High Commission in Dhaka informed that the team held a second round of consultations yesterday with doctors at the National Institute of Burn and Plastic Surgery. They also visited some patients and observed their prognosis. Heavy rains continue to lash across various parts of Maharashtra, prompting the Indian Meteorological Department IMD to issue alerts for multiple regions including Konkan, Western Maharashtra, Vidarbha and Marathwada. Authorities are urging residents to remain vigilant as the state prepares for more downpours. In cricket, hosts England were leading by 186 runs in the first innings against India at the close of day 3. Of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester yesterday. The hosts were 544/7 in their first innings at stumps. Visitors were all out for 358 in their first innings on Thursday. Currently, the Indian team is trailing 1-2 in the 5-match test series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.